Wait a minute.
When I ask a question, let me
point of order from the secretary.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Point of order from the secretary. We had a motion on the floor. Had a motion on the floor by Durrell to excuse Venetia, but she's here, so that's moot now, right?
Okay. All right. Are we at staff recognitions now?
Point of order, we should be doing public comment.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
We were like 10 minutes late on that.
Go ahead, Adriana Casanave.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe, and it's up to you to rule, because Venetia Williams is the vice chair of this LSB. Once the chair is not here anymore, that's why we have a vice chair. I believe that Venetia Williams should be, she wasn't allowed to come into the call, now she is on the call. I think that she's the natural chair of this body.
I would like to respond to that. Let me say something. If she's had a rough day and she doesn't want to chair, that is her prerogative. Let's ask her. Venetia, do you want to chair?
Why would you want me to chair and I just walked into the meeting and I'm hot as a firecracker? Let me ask that question to everybody.
That is your job.
Okay.
I'll chair the meeting, Teresa.
Well, do you?
So I'm chairing the meeting. It's 8:20. We're in public comment. I don't want to hear nothing else.
Venetia, may I say something?
Yes, Teresa.
I would like to say that. Do you have the agenda ahead of you, in front of you?
No.
Okay. The secretary can help.
Venetia, I would like to say this. We already had one chair quit, just jump off the call in disgust, and I don't want that to happen again.
Oh my God.
So if you think you might lose your temper and be frustrated and
Teresa, don't
jump
be
off the call, I don't want to go through.
Don't be condescending to me.
I'm not. Okay, whatever you want. Go ahead, Miss Williams. Go ahead. You're in charge.
They always got a better
Okay.
Way.
It is now 8:20. We are supposed to be in public comment. That's what we're in. Who's the first person on the list?
Point of order.
Since y'all want me to chair.
Point of order, Madam Chair. There is no public comment on the agenda because it is a conference call. The next item on the agenda is staff recognition.
There might be a public comment. We don't know if there's any public on the call.
Madam Chair, point of order.
We've got to ask.
This is Dwayne Lark, point of order.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just because Teresa Seitz and the secretary didn't put on the agenda, we have a standing agenda that we have, as you stated, in spite of what Teresa says. If someone is on this call, however they got on the call, it's part of our membership, part of the public that wants to speak, you were right in order to acknowledge them.
That's what I said, too, Dwayne. I agree.
Praise Jesus. Madam Chair.
Madam Chair. Venetia.
Are we still holding a meeting?
Yep. I have to go strike again.
You can call it that. Venetia, are you there?
She had called for public comment. So,
I know.
Is there anybody?
I'm asking if she's there. I'm asking, is the chair present?
Well,
maybe somebody's muting her. Maybe somebody's muting her, like we are doing with me a long time ago.
No, nobody muted anybody. Come on.
You know that.
Madam Chair, are you present? Madam Chair, are you present?
They're all knowing.
Spell it paranoid.
You got it.
Okay, I don't think the chair's there. I don't think
she
the vice chair is there.
Because, yeah, I think she might have fell off because I fell off earlier and I had to call back in. Something happened where my call just dropped. So who knows? This is Paula Miller. If it's okay, I would like to co-chair the rest of this meeting, if it is okay, with the remaining members that is on the line.
Absolutely.
I don't object.
Okay.
Oh,
I think nobody objects.
Okay, well, let's go ahead with business at hand. So we are at public comments. I know that there's not supposed to be any public members on the line, but if there are some, please speak at this time. If there are some public comments, please go ahead and speak at this time.
This is Captain Tom.
Hi, this is Mo Cortez. Go ahead, Captain Tom.
Okay. Please, I didn't catch your name, but go ahead. Go ahead, please.
This is Captain Tom.
Okay,
I'm
go ahead, Captain Tom. Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, thank you for having me. Is the interim general manager on the line?
I believe she is.
Yes,
public
comment, not question.
Chair, this is Nancy. May I speak about that? I can answer that question.
This is not question and answer session.
Hold on. This is public comment time. This is public comment, so please, let's allow the public to make their comment. Go ahead,
okay.
Captain.
Thank you.
Bill, excuse me. Bill, I'm in the call.
Oh, okay.
No,
so
I'm just,
okay.
Back. Okay. I'm in the call.
Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Good, thank you.
All right. Paula was going to fill in for you. Paula was going to fill in for you, and we went on to public comment.
Okay. Well, I'm back now, so for all of y'all, I'm back. I'm in charge. Whatever. Move on.
Okay.
Public comment.
Captain Tom.
Yes, I'm trying to. Yes. I'm trying to find out if Drew Domboni is on the call because we've been working together in getting the electrical situation at the station resolved, also the mold, and also the foundation. So I have I am on the development committee. I have addressed these issues with the chair, Teresa Allen, and also the committee. And I'm also, I'm sorry that I had to listen to all this on the LSB. This arguing and this fighting is not going to accomplish anything. Once again, we're right back where we started from. When will this end? When is it going to stop, people? Okay. Wait, that's what my question is, and also this is my comment. We all need to work together as a team, and that's all there is to it. Thank you. Move on.
Thank you. The next person.
Hi, good afternoon, y'all. This is Mo Cortez. Yes, the comment I have is essentially that this KPFT is a community radio station. It's a community radio station, and it's a community radio station. So when we don't give these access codes to the public, when we don't give these streaming things, streaming online, audio of these meetings, we are doing a disservice to the organization. And as a duty, the fiduciary duty as a board member, you above all things should put the public first at all times and put your fiduciary agents, your people that you're over, they should be first. So my comment is, y'all need to figure out a way to figure out Maestro and not just have 25 people on the call. I mean, this is a business, right? So there has to be a logical way how to do this. So essentially, please keep the community in mind and please keep us with that. And thank you so much.
What's your name again? I'm sorry. I'm taking I said, what was your name again? I'm taking notes.
Mo Cortez.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
TK McCarthy.
All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to echo what both of the gentlemen that went before me have said, and all the work and the support that they have given to the station is how can we've already tried. We did an anti-racism program, and everybody who wanted to participate could, and you could see them and you could have conversations. Why is it that you are not taking advantage of a platform and a software that would engage you in community so that people can see what you're doing? There's so much infighting that it gets to be horrible. But I don't know if you all heard that recently the President of the United States is taking away training for how we get along together, and especially across racial and cultural lines, that we don't need it anymore. And more than ever, we need it. For those that came to the anti-racism program, only about 4 of you responded to whether or not it worked, whether or not we should do it again. It doesn't have to be mean. In fact, I had said that I wasn't going to do it because I thought it might be considered a conflict of interest. But guys, you're not going to make money if you don't fix the problems inherent in the station and in this foundation of just insensitivity as well as downright meanness to one another. I cannot figure out what it would take. You know, I don't always get along with my siblings, but we never do this. Do we care about one another? And are you all going to do something that brings the community back to Pacifica to tell the stories? It's 50 years old. We've been here 50 years. And in the last 20 years, we have gone down to a kind of depravity that only a certain group of people think that they're the only ones with the answers. Answers are in our own gift and the things that we give to the station, not just our time, but our creativity and a vision for a better place. Some of us aren't going to live much longer. We're old folks. And you don't know when the Grand Reaper is going to come and take you away from here. What will you have left for Pacific? I, for one, am willing to move us forward, but I won't do it under the umbrella of either privilege or racism or hatred or manipulation. It's evident that we're not getting along because only a certain few people, a certain number of people want to be in power and give all the answers to the myriad of questions that are before us on how we're going to survive.
TK?
Yeah, that was it.
Is that? Oh, okay. Thank you. The next person.
Call for the orders of the day.
So, can somebody tell me where we left off?
We left
before
off
public comment. Tom?
We left off at staff recognition.
Okay. Any staff recognition?
Madam Chair, Sandra.
What did you say, Sandra?
I was just asking to be allowed to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to recognize Robin Lewis for her tireless efforts to keep the fund drive going during the month of August, and all of her work. I mean, she is tireless, and she doesn't complain. She just puts her head down, and she works. And she needs our support. And I just want to acknowledge the fact that she has stuck it out. She has stayed with us, and she has done everything that she can to help KPFT in our time of need. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Teresa for the staff, Bill. Can you hear me?
Okay, who was first? Y'all both said it at the same time.
Bill.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just want to thank all the volunteer staff who have really put in an incredible amount of time and energy and really a lot of extra work because of, you know, having to work at home and record their stuff at home and get it to the station in advance. All the ones that worked through the fund drive that went through July and August. So thank you so much. And some of them are still continuing to put pitches in their shows, too.
Thank you. Teresa.
I want to thank Sandy Weinman and Tom Harper and Marianne Martinez, who helped get estimates for the general manager, the IGM, to have the building inspected for problems. So thank you very much for passing all that information. I also want to thank Gordon Anderson and Sandy Wyman and any other programmers who are helping other programmers to learn to do the editing or whatever is necessary to do their programming. Thank you.
Okay.
Patrick.
Anybody else?
Patrick, to the stack.
Patrick. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to send some respect out to Bobby for working really hard, and he's been very supportive of the programmers. He's in the shows, and I don't know all the details of the operation, but I understand he's working really hard to put the shows on the air that are sent in remotely. So I know he's been very supportive to me as a volunteer, so appreciate it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Dwayne Lark.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to first off again recognize staff for doing what they committed themselves to doing, and those who do an extra effort ought to receive extra thank you for doing what they all signed up for. Beyond that, I'd like to recognize Akua Hope, whom has gone beyond the pale and put KPFT on the map with respect to special programming that has been aired nationally and picked up by a few of our affiliates. And certainly that takes effort beyond her show. It's an extra production that a couple of people around the network created under the direction of Lawrence Reyes, a TNB member out of KPFK, and Polina Vasiliev, who has been helping to get that done, but I just want to go out there and let folks know that the work that Akua Holt has been doing to get KPFT, it's been one of the better shows out of the five network contributors. So we thank her for that effort.
Dwayne, what's the name of her show?
COVID Race and Democracy.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the name of her show is Sunday night at 8 p.m., I believe it is, and that's Pan-African Journal. But in addition to that, she's doing a COVID
show. She's been doing
it national. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about that. I just didn't know it was her. Okay, anybody else? Okay, not hearing anybody. So we're going to move on. Did you guys already, from what I understand, you already did number...
Melissa?
Yes.
This is Susie.
Yes.
I kept saying Susie. I'm sorry. I had muted myself.
I'm sorry, Susie. I didn't hear. Okay, go ahead.
I think I had muted. Okay, I would like to recognize Leanna Lopez also because she's one of the interviewers that Akua Holt is also helping her.
Okay.
And it's at Leanna Lopez, that used to be with Nuestra Palabra.
used to be with what show?
New Estia.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Anybody else? Okay, not hearing anybody. Now, when I came on, you guys were saying that you dealt with number five, or am I misled?
We are at the number five now.
Say that again, Ted.
We are at number five now.
Okay, thank you. So, the floor is now open for nominations for the chair of this board.
Richard to the stack.
And Nancy.
Huh?
And Nancy would like to be on the stack after Richard.
Okay. Okay, got it. Richard, go ahead.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that we take nominations tonight and have an email vote next week to decide who will be the new chair.
Is everyone comfortable with that?
For a second.
I object.
Oh, I asked the question. Who seconds that?
Bill seconds.
I will second
okay.
Richard's motion.
Bill said it first. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we take nominations tonight and that we email them next week. Email our vote to the secretary next week.
No,
is there
that
any discussion? Okay. Yes.
This is Sandra. May I be
yes,
recognized?
Yes, Sandra. Well, I was
Thank
trying
you.
To finish the motion, but y'all don't let people do that. So since you want me to do it right, let me do it. I said it's been moved and seconded that we take nominations tonight and that we email our votes to, at this moment, we do not know. Is there any discussion? Sandra.
I was just going to suggest that we follow the same procedure that we followed with the MSRC chair election, and that is to use Terry Goodman as our teller, and I believe it was Fred Blair who was his secondary, that we can set it up so that everyone gets an email. They copy and paste, they put in their code word, and they vote. And that way, Terry and Fred can confirm the election results. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion?
Richard, to the stack.
This was after Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy. You were. I'm sorry. Yes, Nancy.
That's okay.
Then
okay.
Richard. Nancy, then Richard.
Oh.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm confused. Is it out of order for me to give a nomination? Or are we talking about something else now? Can I nominate?
We're still in that motion, in a discussion with that motion, whether to vote and to whether to send it to somebody else. So we're still just hold on, and I'll tell you again when we get to nomination. Okay.
I have a question.
Wait a minute. Who was after Nancy?
Richard.
Bob Gardner.
Again.
It mm-hmm. was Richard first, wasn't it? Richard,
yeah.
Were you first? Okay,
well,
Richard. Richard, Benicia, and Bob. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
I was going to say the same thing that Sandra said to expand on my motion that we get those people in California to take care of it for us, however that's done.
Okay. Okay. Venetia?
I don't know if this is the appropriate time to say this, but mm-hmm. if there's only three more meetings left, not including this one in the year, if you don't mind just chairing them all, can we just, like, move on? Since you're the vice chair.
Are you...
Wendy?
Bob was next. I got you, Venetia. Hold on. Bob was next, and then Wendy.
Okay.
Bob?
I was just going to say, I don't have any problem with an email as long as it's a roll call vote and everybody's given that information when the tabulation is complete. That way we have way of checking on ourselves and how we vote.
Okay. You're talking about tonight?
You're right. Yeah, the vote.
Okay.
The motion that's on the floor. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay, and who was after Bob? I'm looking at my writing.
Wendy.
Yeah. Wendy, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for chairing.
Hey,
so we actually have to do it the Terry Goodman Pacifica way, even if we end up saying that there's only one candidate and it's Venetia. I think we would still have to send in our ballots because that's just the way they do stuff. So, but either, I mean, it could be just a formality, you know, not take up any time at all. Maybe even if just 13 people voted yes, if it was only one candidate, that would be enough, you know, so it shouldn't have to hang us up or anything.
Okay. Anybody after Wendy?
Adriana.
Adriana, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, our rules are very clear. We cannot vote like this. We need to use, like Sandra said, and like everybody said, we need to vote. The vote is secret. The vote needs to be done. And we always use, you know, tellers, and we send our vote by email. We need just to do it the way that's supposed to be done. By our bylaws.
Dwayne
Larson.
Adriana. Did she go somewhere?
Yes.
Are you there? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, if I decide to chair the rest of the meetings, do we have to go through all of this?
Yeah. I'm sorry. If you what?
I said, if I, as the vice chair, decide to step up and chair the last three meetings, because like Venetia said, we're only talking about three meetings. Do we have to go through all of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. According to the bylaw, we need to have four officers. Chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer.
Okay, but does the vice chair automatically step up?
That's what I'm saying. If you want to run by chair, that's fine. But then we need to make an election for somebody to run like vice chair.
Oh,
we need to
okay. Got you. I understand.
Dwayne Larson.
Okay. Dwayne, go ahead.
For clarification, I believe I heard Adriana say, and it is my understanding, that if you were to remain in the vice chair position, then obviously you chair any meeting until there is a newly elected chair. Should you choose to run for chair, then the vice chair is vacated, and there will be a need to have a vice chair election. Third point, if in fact there is only one person that runs for the position of chair, that is where our bylaws say you do not have to do STV balloting. You can do IR balloting, which is instant runoff balloting, which is quite simpler than STV if there's only one person nominated or accept the nomination.
Okay. So, Anybody else? Okay, so that I won't be accused of derelicting my duties, I will chair the remainder of the three meetings. If that is what you all want. Otherwise, we're going to have to go through the whole formal process.
Madam Chair, may I speak? This is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
I've been scouring the bylaws, and I'm at Article 7, Local Station Board, Election of Officers. After it describes the four officers, it says, each of these officers shall serve at the pleasure of the LSB and shall have those powers and shall perform those duties as may be prescribed by its LSB. With the exception of the chair and vice chair, an officer of the LSB is not required to be a delegate. Local station board officers may not serve concurrently as foundation directors and must resign their position as an LSB officer if elected to the board of directors. That is what it says. It does not say that the vice chair cannot assume the duty of the chair. It says that the officers serve at the pleasure of the LSB. It's my pleasure to have you serve for the remainder of the year.
Okay. I just said that I would do that.
Richard, to the staff.
Oh, wait. What are we seconding? We seconding Ted, what Ted just said?
I second.
No, that was just an opinion. Richard, to the staff.
At the end of the year.
Oh, you were gargled, and I didn't understand what you said, whoever was talking. What did you just say? I'm sorry.
Richard, to the staff.
I second you chairing to the end of the year.
Oh, you. It's been moved and seconded for me to chair to the end of the year. Now, is there any more? Is there any discussion?
Richard, to the staff.
Richard,
can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, Richard, go ahead.
Was that a motion?
Ted made the motion. Ted made the motion.
He just read the rule.
He read the rules, but in reading the rules, it's a motion.
Ted, are you? No, listen.
He said it, too.
Honey, that's fine. You know, I don't care. I'm going to vote for Venetia, too, but I'm just saying I want his done
okay.
Right. Is Ted, did you make the motion, Ted? Did you make it? Did you make that as a motion?
No.
No?
No, he was just reading the rules.
All right, can somebody make a motion?
Who seconded it? Why don't they make the motion? Whoever seconded it.
Okay.
I seconded.
Richard.
It was Paula Miller that seconded.
Paula seconded. Okay. Who's making the motion?
Dwayne Lark.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne, okay.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that Venetia Williams serves as the interim chair to the end of the year, which means only three meetings.
Can I finish my statement, Madam Chair?
Oh, God. Go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to say was that if you were the only person nominated and everybody's in agreement with it, then I don't think we have to do my other motion. I think I can withdraw my motion and we can just move on.
Okay, you can, but we haven't got through this motion yet, Richard.
Yeah, but what are we motioning? You know, we're either gonna do something right now, or we're gonna do the email vote thing. And I don't care what
okay,
we do.
Richard,
I just want it done
right. Okay, we are doing it right. I'm discuss that later. We are doing it right. The motion on the floor is for the vice chair to step into the role of the chair, which is what the vice chair is supposed to do when the chairman is not here. I'm not doing this but for 3 months, October, November, and December. And then in December, we will vote again.
Thanks.
Officially.
May we vote? Yes. Can I call the question?
Yes, you can call the vote, Ted.
Can you just ask for objections?
It would be better.
I mean, I could just, yeah, well, yes, you can do that, but y'all don't like to do that. Or is by consensus, is that what you guys want? Yes or no?
Request for information, Nancy.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry. Nancy, go ahead.
So, is the vice chair going to resign the vice chair position? Then we have, if that's true, then we need to elect a vice chair.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I don't believe that we have to replace the vice chair.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Ted, can you make a ruling on that, please? Ted.
Yeah, no, we don't have to divide. If you do not wish to chair a portion of the meeting, you have the right to select anyone to assume the chair for that portion of the meeting that you wish to debate. You cannot debate while you're sitting.
All right, I'm not going to be debating anything. Let me just tell you right now. Okay. Is everybody clear on the procedures?
Madam Chair, I would like to make one point beyond that, if I may.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
In the app, and then moving forward, you can ask, are there any objections? So if there are no objections, that means the motion was made by acclamation. Now, in the absence of you as the chair, then the body needs to vote for a temporary chair, which is called pro tem chair, for that particular meeting, so that we don't get in the weeds if that happens.
Right. Agreed. But if I say I'm going to do it for the next 3 months, I will do it. I will not be out.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. May I say something?
Yes, Teresa.
I've just called to your attention, there may be more than one meeting in December because terms end and we need to select people to the local station board offices and also to the national board. So it does happen.
I'm well aware of it.
We occasionally have more than one meeting in a month. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Orders of the day.
Thank you, Dwayne. I'll call for the question. By acclamation.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Thank
you.
Is there any objection?
Any objection?
Yes. Just ask.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections? That was twice. Are there any objections?
Hearing none.
Hearing none, the motion passes.
Congratulations.
All right. Hi, Ted.
May we move on to the interim general manager report?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I got the agenda right now, so I'm seeing it. So is Judah on here?
Nancy.
Yes, I'm.
Oh, Judah, are you here?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Okay, go ahead. It's your report time.
Okay. I'm going to go to the bottom line. I'm going to be clear about the priorities that we have.
and working on the priorities. We have from our last fund drive enough funds for operations and salaries. That is the month that we're in now. So essentially, we have enough money in the budget to carry us through October 1st, maybe October 7th. But, you know, Marquisha, who's our treasurer, can be more precise. But for the purposes of planning, operating, we should consider that for 1 month, the month of September. We are scheduled to have a fund drive, our regularly scheduled fund drive for the fall. In October, it is scheduled to begin the second week of October. And that is what the staff is working on, that's being led by Robin Lewis and assisted by us. Clearly, we have some challenges financially. We are going to reach out to our major donors by mail and calls, and that is something that I am going to do as the interim general manager. We've identified about 25 major donors. Robin has identified them, which I will approach and make an appeal to. Now, we have several other critical issues which we do not have the money to address. They are, there is mold in the state, which makes it impossible from a health perspective to have any operation or staff or volunteers operate from the state. The estimate that I've gotten from a professional mold remediation company is approximately, and it's in writing, willing to share that with the board, is approximately $18,000 to get rid of the existing mold. The mold is caused, as best we can determine, from a leak in the air conditioning, a leak in the roof, and the air conditioning leaks coming into the building from two different places. It is in the on-air studio and the production studio and in a section of the lobby and also upstairs in some portion of the offices. And so that's essentially an $18,000 problem. We also have an electrical issue. When I inspected the electrical box at the station, there are alligator clips. I don't know if everybody knows what that is. In the outside electrical box, that was a temporary fix that someone put in because we need to rewire the electrical system at the station. I'm told that the station needs to be rewired. The estimate that I've gotten on that is approximately $15,000 to $18,000, a little less than $20,000, to rewire the electrical system at the radio station. So those are two significant issues financially that need to be addressed by raising some more money. Those are. We also have a roof leak. Don't have a professional assessment on that. It may be that there's a stoppage in the air conditioning drainage, which may be causing the drainage pan to overflow. Again, I've got to get a professional to go in there and assess that, and then I'll give you a report, hopefully by the next meeting. There's also a foundation problem. The foundation needs to be redone. I've had that done at my home. That is also a $10,000 to $15,000 problem, but at least it can be deferred for a time. But those are major structural issues that need to be addressed in addition to our operating cost and financial situation. That's kind of where we are, the bottom line. The staff and I are working on the fund drive, which is scheduled to start the second week in October, making appeal to our major donors and doing our on-air appeal for donors. And a challenge with that is because we have to do it remotely. And so that means our pitches from our programmers needs to be made from home. And I just received an email from John Almec, who's our national, one of our national technicians, who has advised us there is a, I pronounced it wrong, I'm sorry. There's a way that we can do that remotely without a lot of cost so that we can have a live fundraising appeal remotely. And I will send that email technical description to all of the members of the local station board, as well as the staff, so we can understand and see what it is and implement that. We should be able to get that up and running, I hope, with our here for our October drive. That's what I'm focused on and working on. That's my report. I'll take any questions.
Question first. Did you say, how many things did you say, four things or three things?
There are four.
I think I heard 18. It was four things, right?
Four. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Electrical.
No, you don't have to repeat them. That's. You don't have to repeat them. Teresa, go ahead.
Three things. I have three things. Number one,
please.
In the past, in the past, we have received our general manager's report before you started in writing. And you mentioned, I think, in development that you were going to put this in writing. Will you send us this report in writing?
Take me a little time, but yes, I will send it in writing.
All right. The second thing is, when you say that we have enough money for operations and salary until the end of September, is that including our payment to Central Services?
I need to ask Marcia about that. Central Services, let's put it this way. We don't have any emergency issues with Central Services. Central Services has been lenient with Pacifica, not just KPFT. It's my understanding that we're more current with Central Services than the other Pacifica stations.
We are more current than some people. Okay. I forgot the third question. You can come back to me. I would like to come back to my third. Oh, I know. The National Finance Committee sent a resolution in June saying that stations that were on track to not have enough revenue to cover expenses should come up with a plan of what to do by the end of the fiscal year. And I would imagine that the interim executive director discussed that with you, but I never did see that plan. And I thought at one time when you did not come to the development meeting that maybe that's, or the finance committee meeting, that maybe that's what you were working on. Would you be willing to come to a meeting, work with us maybe next week to come up with the budget for 2021? Because it starts at the end of this month, and we still don't have our budget for next year.
the budget is the same. So we can send you the 2021 budget or the 2021 budget. It is the same budget that we have this year. And the challenge is raising enough money to execute the budget. There's nothing to cut in the budget. We are the we have the smallest staff, four people, Markeisha, Robin, myself, and the engineer Bobby, than any of the Pacifica stations. And that's just salaries and benefits, and our operating costs are lower than any other station. And so there's nothing to cut, and what we need to do is raise money, not only for operations, but to fix the physical infrastructure of the building. But I will forward next week for your meeting the budget for the next fiscal year, which will essentially be the same as it is now.
So are you saying that you would not be willing to meet with the finance committee to go over the budget? Because I think that we did come up with some things that maybe need to be addressed. But you're unwilling to meet with us. You're just gonna. You've reached the budget, Markeisha. I just want a yes or no, Madam.
Teresa.
Just
Wait a minute. Let me help you all with something. Nobody tells me how to speak. So let's get that straight now. I will not be disrespected. It sounded like it.
Sorry, I'm very sorry. I did not mean disrespect.
Okay, that's fine. That's your apology. I'm willing to come to the meeting and answer any and all questions related to finance and any member of the board at a scheduled meeting. Send me I want to do it in advance so I can prepare, and if necessary, ask Markeisha, who is our budget person, to attend or participate in that meeting, but I will always be available for any committee meetings if I know about it in advance.
Good. I will get with Adriana Castaneda. Thank you. Thank
Mary
you.
Marianne for this check.
Okay, hold. Let me write them down. Adriana, I heard first, and then Marianne.
And Bill.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Adriana. Marianne, Bob, and Bill. Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
And Sandy Weinman, thank you.
Okay, Sandy. Okay, go ahead, Adriana.